Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan
with insurancebroker.ie
on News Talk.
Do you treat yourself? How much of your monthly salary do you spend on little regular treats? Broadcaster Padraig Wilson-McCarthy is with me in studio today. Are you fond of a little treat?
Oh, I would be very fond of a little treat, yeah. I'm actually very fond of myself, actually. So when it comes to a little treat...
I'm glad you said it.
So when it comes to a little treat, I think there's no harm whatsoever. I think there's a little bit of shame, isn't there, like, around treating yourself. And I think that's kind of something that Irish people as a society feel because, you know, it's like if you spend money on yourself, you're seen as being mad about yourself or you're full of yourself.
What would you classify now as a treat?
Well, you see, it doesn't have to be that expensive. You don't have to be spending a fortune on yourself at all just to treat yourself. For example, I'll always look at, like, Tuesdays would be the day of the week that I dread the most. I just think it's too far from the weekend and the last weekend's a distant memory. So I will always treat myself to a coffee and a sweet treat on a Tuesday.
Oh yeah, you
know?
Grand.
That, you know what I mean? That's an instant mood booster. And I think if my mood is better, I'm a better person to be around. So it's actually in everyone's best interest if I treat myself, to be honest.
And would you start, you know, each month or whenever you get paid, do you think about the treats that you're going to...
I budget for treats?
Yeah, like, do you plan a treat?
No, because then it doesn't become a treat anymore. It becomes a bit more of a chore, you know?
So it has to be spontaneous.
It has to be a bit more spontaneous. Now, look, I mean, I am obviously money conscious, the same as anybody else. And I'm the type of person, like, I wouldn't be too flashy. I wouldn't be buying, like, designer goods for myself. But, like, I like to treat myself to, like, experiences, we'll say. So, like, I look forward to, like, you know, mini getaways and doing things like that where, like, spend time on my own and just, like, treat myself through those kind of things. And also self-care as well is something that I like to do a lot of. You know, and I think it's
daily massages.
Daily massages. No, not quite. But even just dedicating time in my week, you know, where I'm just, like, looking after myself. You know, I get my hair cut regularly because if I feel like, you know, I feel better about myself, then, you know, my mood is better as well.
Professor of Psychiatry at Trinity College Dublin, Brendan Kelly, is with us. Are you fond of a Tuesday treat, Brendan?
Yes, I certainly am. And there's a lot of good evidence that treating ourselves is useful for motivation. It's good for rewarding ourselves. It reinforces our self-worth. So I would agree with an awful lot of what's being said, that it is good to set up a small indulgent treat that is, dependent on you doing something else, perhaps. Maybe it's just getting through Tuesday. But also, if you're trying to achieve something, it's good to reward yourself fairly clearly and fairly promptly afterwards.
Yeah, so it's not about then the money that we spend on this reward or treat. It's as Padraig talked to, it's the experiences or whatever we get from it.
Yeah, I mean, it's about money to a degree. Like, you could take this to extremes and spend all your money on small treats and then fail to, you know, do the things you want to in the long term. But it is very important that we reward ourselves and show ourselves some self-compassion, particularly when times are hard. You might be working hard, working at home, a lot of stresses. And so it is important that we reward ourselves. Now, there's some evidence about this, and the evidence suggests that the strongest rewards, the most motivating ones, are very indulgent things that you genuinely would not otherwise do. So this might be the massage that you mentioned. If you like massages, which I don't, I find them absolutely intolerable.
Really,
but some
Brendan?
People love them. Oh, stop. I couldn't. I ran out of a room the one time I had a massage. I hit it off down the corridor. I couldn't tolerate it at all. But I appreciate this is unusual behaviour and other people think a massage is indeed a treat.
What's your biggest treat, Padraig?
I don't know. I would have to disagree. I love a massage. The only problem with me when I get a massage is I tend to fall asleep and I usually have the experience. You know what I mean? But I would prepare a spa day. It was my dream. Spa day, a little bit of lunch afterwards and just switching off from everything else is perfect for me.
I like a nice meal.
A gorgeous,
you know, like somewhere like a kind of an experience.
But see, that's what I'm saying. That's what I mean about experience. It's not flashy. It's just something that you can enjoy in that moment. It's almost, in a way, mindfulness, isn't it?
Do we do this enough, Brendan? Like, how regularly do we need to treat ourselves?
We need to do this a lot more than we currently do. We have this peculiar guilt about pleasure. And this isn't just Irish. Every country thinks it's unique to itself. But we do have a guilt about experiencing pure pleasure. And that is problematic. And some people, this is internalized so much, they struggle to enjoy anything. They feel guilty so much. So we need to free up that sense of guilt and realize that pleasure is good once it's enjoyed in a reasonable way and to a reasonable degree. I think having a sweet treat on a Tuesday is a very acceptable way of doing that.
What's your regular treat, Brendan?
I go to the movies.
Yeah.
I simply disappear into the cinema. I could be gone for 2 hours. I could be gone for 6 hours. Time loses all meaning. I get absolutely absorbed in the cinema. Yeah. And that is my treat whenever I can manage it.
For people, Padraig, I know you've been kind of doing up a little list there for us of different treats. Yeah. Yeah. You know, it doesn't matter what the budget is.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't. Like, I was thinking about it earlier on. I was like, even just something like, you know, I know my friends, for example, will go and get their nails done every two or 3 weeks. And it's just a little treat for them like that. It's almost like they're switching off for like I said, one of those things for me would be my haircut. I think as well, right, it's important to remember, like, January is such a time that's like associated with restriction. And we've come off the back of Christmas where it was like overindulgence all the time. And then we suddenly are in January where we don't do anything nice for ourselves anymore. And I think that this is the time when we should be doing it and getting out and treating ourselves and doing a little bit for ourselves and making ourselves feel better.
Brendan, there's a listener here who's got in touch to tell me that their mantra for 2026, they're going to have a monthly experience.
Yeah, so a monthly experience is a great idea, especially if it can be linked with something else. You know, we tend to do things when we stack habits on top of each other. So a monthly experience, ideally a different one, is good for you emotionally, it's good for you psychologically, and it can be socially very good as well to get you out of your comfort zone. So a monthly experience is an excellent plan.
Yes, well, it depends what the experience
it's
is.
It's nice to have something to look forward to as well, isn't it? When you think
that's my thing for this year. I have to have something. It doesn't matter what it is.
Yeah, just to get you through the day.
But there just has to be something to look forward to.
Yeah, light at the end of the tunnel is what they call that.
Listener says, this year is my 50th birthday, so for me, I'm going to try to do a year of treats. Lots of little things prepared, lots of little things peppered throughout the year to spoil myself. A lovely 50th celebration, Brandon. It's an amazing way to do it.
Yeah, that's a great idea. Because 50, and I say this with personal experience, is the time when life becomes interesting. When a lot of the chores of life are done, your career is somewhat set, you've done various things, and now you can start to explore the world in a new and better way with a lot of the worries of the first part of life gone. So treats when you're 50 and beyond is a way to take advantage of the exciting decades to come.
Yeah, listener says, I have to avoid going to the shops because I just go nuts every time that I go shopping. The last time I went shopping, I spent $2,000 on a ring and I haven't even opened it yet. It's still in the bag wrapped. I'm an absolute loon, says this listener. 087-1400-106, the WhatsApp number. Professor of Psychiatry at Trinity College Dublin and author of The Science of Happiness, Brendan Kelly, and our own Padraig Wilson-McCarthy. Thanks a million to you both for joining us here on Lunchtime Live.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday. On News Talk.